This is Akashwani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved two major highway projects to boost road infrastructure in Maharashtra and Odisha. Briefing media New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs cleared the construction of a 374-kilometre, six-lane, access-controlled greenfield, Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor in Maharashtra.
आज जो अप्रूव हुआ है वो नासिक से सोलापुर का कॉरिडोर अप्रूव हुआ है.
टुडे द नासिक सोलापुर कॉरिडोर हैज बीन अप्रूव्ड. दिस कॉरिडोर इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. इट विल कनेक्ट मैनी मेजर सिटीज एंड सेवरल लार्ज इंडस्ट्रियल सेंटर्स. इट्स कंस्ट्रक्शन विल बी कंप्लीटेड इन टू इयर्स. इट इज अ 374 किलोमीटर प्रोजेक्ट एंड एन इन्वेस्टमेंट ऑफ 19,142 करोड़ विल बी मेड इन इट. सो दिस इज द लार्जेस्ट वैल्यू ऑफ ब्यूटी प्रोजेक्ट एवर टेकन अप इन आवर हाईवे सिस्टम. दिस प्रोजेक्ट विल रिड्यूस द डिस्टेंस बिटवीन नासिक एंड सोलापुर बाय 14% एंड ट्रेवल टाइम बाय सिग्निफिकेंटली रिड्यूस्ड बाय अबाउट 45% बिटवीन चेन्नई एंड सूरत.
टाइम सिग्निफिकेंटली कम होगी, 45% रिड्यूस होगी बिटवीन चेन्नई एंड सूरत.
Mr. Vaishnav said the Union Cabinet also approved the widening and strengthening of existing two-lane to two-lane with paved shoulder of NH-326 in Odisha. The total capital cost for the project is over 1,526 crore rupees. He said the aspirational and tribal districts of Gajapati, Rayagada and Koraput will greatly benefit with this upgradation. The Defence Research and Development Organisation successfully conducted a salvo launch of two Pralay missiles off the coast of Odisha. According to the Ministry of Defence, both missiles followed the intended trajectory and met all flight objectives confirmed by tracking and telemetry systems. Pralay is an indigenous high-precision solid propellant missile capable of carrying multiple warheads. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has lauded the launch, saying it proves the missile's reliability. The government has banned all oral nimesulide medicines above 100 mg with immediate effect, citing health risks. Nimesulide is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug which is widely used in the treatment of acute pain. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in a Gazette notification said safer alternatives to the nimesulide drug are available in the market. In Madhya Pradesh, eight people have lost their lives after consuming contaminated drinking water in the Bhagirathpura area of Indore district, while over 35 others have been hospitalized with vomiting and diarrhea. Taking cognizance of the incident, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased and directed officials to ensure proper treatment for those affected. Following his instructions, a zonal officer and an assistant engineer have been suspended. The in-charge deputy engineer has been removed from service. A 3-member inquiry committee has been set up to probe the incident. In Bangladesh, thousands of mourners assembled at Manik Miah Avenue in Dhaka today as former Prime Minister and Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson Begum Khalida Zia was laid to rest with full state honours. Foreign dignitaries, including India's External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with representatives from Nepal, Sri Lanka, Pakistan and other South and Southeast Asian nations, were present to pay their final respects. Bangladesh's first woman, Prime Minister Zia, died yesterday after a prolonged illness. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to citizens of the country and abroad on the eve of the new year. In her message, the president said the new year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. Meanwhile, official celebrations of New Year worldwide have begun as the Pacific Island nation of Kiribati has already welcomed the New Year 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands. Auckland and New Zealand also ushered in the New Year with colourful fireworks display over Sky Tower. Other Pacific Island nations have also welcomed the New Year with celebrations. And with that, we end this news bulletin.